Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
All right, time out from the business at hand. Let's get to some football. David, music, please.
That's so mean and hurtful. Because I'm doing this.
Oh, thing. Damn it. I thought that was directed at David.
No, it was not.
Okay, go ahead.
And this is not receipts. Mike,
okay.
This is week one NFL, more overreaction type of stuff.
I'm all in.
A little thing I like to say. David, if you would, please.
Danny, okay. You want to put a crown on them? Then crown their asses.
So we're going to look at some of the records. Yes, it's 1-0 or 0-1.
Okay.
But are they who they thought we were? Okay? Let's start off very simple. The Patriots, 1-0. Bengals, 0-1. Are the Bengals... is this some indicative of what the Bengals are going to be? They had all the offseason controversy going on. Did we overhype the Bengals?
No. I just think it's a wacky week one result. I can't give up the ship. I can't. And if you want me to say this is who the Patriots are, no way. You're out of your mind.
You're not believing in the Patriots?
No, I'll fight you on this one.
Little Mayo magic?
No.
David.
Yeah, New England's, they're trash. So, no, the Bengals are going to be better than that.
Let's go to another game. Near and dear to your heart, David. Steelers, Falcons. Steelers did not score a touchdown. They are 1-0. Falcons are 0-1.
This is who the Steelers are.
No, it's not.
No, the Steeler way is it's never a fashion show. It's never going to look pretty. But the defense travels. They don't let you run the football. They're going to be grimy, and they're going to be in games. And I don't think the Steelers are going to be horrible. I don't think they're going to be good. I think they're going to be roughly a 500 team.
Falcons, this is a blip on the radar. They'll correct this. Did we think that they were going to be a little bit better? Because I think everybody in this room had them picked to win that division.
The problem is they're at Philadelphia week two. They're going to be 0-2, so how the hell am I? Like, I'm still going to be high on them that they're going to be good. Mm-hmm. But Cousins in the pistol, and he can't move around at all. I'm a little scared.
Well, funny you mentioned Philadelphia, Mike, because if you go back to Friday in Brazil, Eagles are 1-0. Packers, 0-1. And the Packers, without a quarterback for a while.
Yeah, well, this is probably who the Packers are. You're trotting Malik Willis out there. I don't pick you to win a game. Eagles, I probably got it wrong. They're going to do this voodoo again because Dom D'Alessandro's on the sidelines. I hate it. I can't stand it.
Yeah, the Packers are just, by default, they're done.
How
they're
do we
be
pick
this.
Them to win games with Malik Willis at quarterback?
You can't.
Yeah. And we don't even know when Love's coming back.
No, they. I guess as soon as maybe 3 weeks, and that's best possible scenario.
Didn't put him on the IR, so I don't know.
Next game is the Chiefs and the Ravens. Started the year off. I mean, of all the games, may have been one of the more exciting games other than the one here in Detroit that finished in overtime. Ravens looked like they had scored and were getting ready to go for two to win, but they lose the game. They're 0-1. Chiefs 1-0. Is it simply because the Ravens played the Chiefs and we should just don't even worry about that 0-1?
No, it's exactly who both of these teams are. Meaning, the Ravens are fun and Lamar's incredible, but he's not a quarterback. Again, you think you're going to carry it 16 times for 100 yards? Okay, here's an idea. How about you hit the wide open guy in the end zone? We don't have to worry about a toe. See, this is the problem. That's who they are.
Okay, but hold on, Mike. Okay, I feel like this Wojo whataboutisms. If Likely wears a size 13 instead of 14,
if Lamar... If he hit a wide open Zay Flowers the play before.
Yeah, but I'm making a point. They both win a lot of games. I don't trust them in a big spot. I will always defer to the Chiefs because they have Michael Jordan and they win the big game. Now, here's one. Bear with me.
Okay.
I know where one team is, and I know where you're going to say Vikings and Giants, but the Vikings went out there scoring 28 points with Sam Darnold at the quarterback helm. Are the Vikings who we thought they are?
No. It's an aberration. How about this? Neither of those teams is what they displayed. The Vikings aren't that good and the Giants aren't that bad. Namely, because if the Giants are that bad, they're going 0-17 and my dad will cease to exist. I'll fight you on both of those.
Yeah, the Vikings are not going to beat that. Not
I think the Vikings
close.
Enjoy that win. They might lose their next seven. Okay. Look at their schedule. Who the hell they beaten?
Let's go with the Dolphins and the Jags. Dolphins win, Jags lose.
Accurate. I think that's exactly who these teams are. The Jags, just Trevor Lawrence, like, look at the stat line.
See, I didn't think you would say that. I thought you would.
I can't keep defending it. I can't keep waiting for the guy from 2 years ago. It's just not good enough. And for the Dolphins, with a defense that was crushed by free agency, to be able to win a lower scoring game when everything doesn't go right and your receiver was in handcuffs 2 hours before kickoff. You know what? Kudos to them. And I do think they're going to 2-0. I think they're going to beat the Bills Thursday.
That's why I don't think the Miami Dolphins are who they were on Sunday. I have to see that defense more. I have to see them do that more. It's just week one, so we'll see. I just don't think they're going to be that.
Buffalo Bills defeated. They came back to beat the Arizona Cardinals. Are they who we thought they are?
Yes. Josh Allen, if he turns into Superman, they can beat anybody in football. I just don't think that's sustainable, and I don't think you're winning in the playoffs that way. But look at him. He's doing the no Sean Moreno, Air Jordan, jumping into the end zone. He's killing people. Good luck. You're not doing that for 17 weeks. But in any given week, he can be the single best player in the sport.
For Arizona, yes, that's who they are. Because
first half amazing, yes. Second half meltdown. That's what they did all last season.
And that's all I heard in my head seeing that game, Rico, was you. They can't finish. They can't finish.
By the way,
I feel so bad for them.
But did anyone see Kyler Murray's comment today about getting the ball to Marvin Harrison Jr.?
No.
Basically, that's not my job. If it goes there, it goes there. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I'm like,
excuse me, sir. No, it is your job. You're the quarterback.
Okay, then.
You know what? Just when you think you turned the page on him.
Okay, then.
Yeah, go play another video game. Colts, Texans. Texans defeat the Colts 29-27.
I think it's absolutely accurate for both teams in that I think the Colts are going to be better than people expect. It's why I hated all that Anthony Richardson slander preseason. They played a really credible game. For the Texans, I think it's going to be like this because they're not going to surprise anybody now. Now you get everyone's A game. So, yeah, I think that result very much, Denny Green, they are who we thought they were.
See, the Colts played well in that game. They just happened to lose. They played really good. Somebody had to lose, though.
Cowboys, Browns.
I quit. I've never been more wrong about an NFL game in my life.
You had the Browns?
Yeah. Ooh. That was awful. Absolutely, unforgivably bad. I don't even reserve a right to comment on this. Leave me out of this.
The Browns can't be that.
Oh,
that's
really
how I'll answer. They cannot be that the entire season.
Well, when you have Black Danny Jones, yeah, they can. Because Deshaun can't process in the same way that Daniel Jones can't. He's back there like one of the magnetic football players. Like, just vibrating all over the place, and then dead. I leave me out.
Okay.
I hate the Cowboys. I can't comment.
Niners, Jets.
Go to hell.
The Niners can't be this the entire time.
Let's focus on the Jets. No, let's focus on the Jets. So you guys don't have to say anything nice about
San
Francisco.
I think the Jets are that. They will have some good moments in games and win some. And they will look just like that some others.
I'll fight you for 1 week. Let me see the Jets week two. Can I do that? But sadly, the Niners are who people think they are. Gross.
They're unbelievable. We got time for one more.
Yeah,
all
sure.
All right, let's go.
Why not?
Tampa and Washington. Tampa 37, Washington 20.
Yeah, Washington's going to suck, but they're going to be fun. I mean, their defense is horrific. For Tampa,
can they continue?
They've drafted another really good wide receiver in Jalen McMillan.
And you saw it. He should have had two touchdowns. Yeah. He dropped one. But McMillan and Godwin, Bucky Irving look great, the rookie out of Oregon. I don't think they're going to be good this week because they're coming to Detroit. And by the way, they're doing it with three of their starters in the secondary out. But that's who the Bucs are. And Washington, they're going to be awful, but they're going to be fun. They are fun. Jaden Daniels is exciting. Yeah.
That's your blitz. They are who we thought they were. 97.1.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.